My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace, and that would wipe the smile right from my face.
Hey, Greg. How are you, buddy?
How is the UGGA of this program, Pudge?
Long day yesterday. Mm. My dad was with him, and then I was with him, and then I brought him home, and then he wasn't getting better, and then he finally got admitted around 5 a.m.
Okay.
We will see, but hoping, you know, the best vets, just like we have the best doctors at Angel Hospital, are taking care of them. So.
All right. Well, we will all be very kind and nice to you today.
Oh,
Curtis.
Don't worry.
That keep is hope
not,
alive.
Yeah, that's not, Pudge does not like that. He likes it when you mock me very much.
Do you have a lead? Jackson filled in for you.
So I intentionally didn't listen just because, I don't know, I don't want to get all, I mean, I was in the car for like 10 minutes. It is wild, though. 30 minutes changes the entire traffic pattern.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to do my double park in front of Starbucks in South Aid. It was like pandemonium.
You should have rode a gray bike over.
Yes. Well,
I still can't get over that.
They're hard to find, though.
So just very simple on the Judah. First of all, for the last couple days, thank you to everybody. I am amazed by the generosity of the listeners of this show and this station. And it was humbling, as it is every year, to be a part of it. But the Judon trade,
yes,
my personal opinion, why the fact that they did it now is the latest and greatest example that this is a total throwaway year.
Mm.
Because what could you draft in the third round? I'll tell you, a tackle. Maybe that would have been someone that could have helped this team now. And it was another... For me, a sign that this has all been sort of thrown together at the last second. This was not an offseason that had any direction towards achieving success on the field this specific season, which leads me to the ultimate point. Why are we doing Brissett if the season doesn't matter anyway?
Mm.
If you're already giving away your most talented player, who gives a damn about how bad the quarterback is? Let them suck as bad as it's ever been, because guess what? The record for most interceptions in a single season is held by a guy that's in the Hall of Fame, Peyton Manning, who threw 28 in his rookie year. with the Colts, on an awful Colts team. I just feel like Andrew Luck went to an awful Colts team. Mm-hmm. He was a, you know, until he decided to quit, you know, whatever. But, I mean, I just feel like the fact that they're applying this approach this year is the best reason to play Drake May.
All right, Curtis, thank you very much.
God
Great
bless.
To have you here this morning. Hi, Courtney.
Hi, good morning, everybody. So this is actually plays into Shime's...
Hold on. I meant to say buenos noches.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, that's good night, right?
Yes.
Buenos Aires?
Buenos Aires is the capital of Argentina.
There you go.
That's a city. Your Spanish did not take. I don't understand what happened at Boston College, but it just didn't take.
Stick to the bad words.
I'm going
to
be honest with everybody today. I feel drunk. Like, I feel...
Did you go out last night or something?
No, no. Okay. I mean, I had dinner, but like, no, I didn't go out.
Okay.
I just feel like... It's probably because I'm heading into a long weekend. I just feel...
Wait, you're not working tomorrow?
No, I have a wedding.
Oh.
In Vermont. You knew that. I just feel like light and airy, and I'm having fun. So if people want to get mad at me for the Spanish or coming at Shime, I'm having fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, this kind of plays into Shime's lead about how long people take, men in particular, take for their fantasy football teams. Now... People also spend the next couple of weeks leading up to the regular season trying to predict where teams are going to fall come the end of the season, predicting-wise. Mm-hmm. AI is the future. We all know that. So the Caps Off podcast decided to ask ChatGPT what the standings will be this year in the NFL. Here is what they said. Mm-hmm.
I asked ChatGPT, can you predict every NFL team's record for the 2024 season?
Oh, God.
So ChatGPT spit it back out and said, I can provide a general prediction based on current rosters, previous season performances, and trends. Here's a speculative prediction for the 2024 NFL season according to ChatGPT.
Love it.
AFC East.
Okay.
In first place, the Buffalo Bills at 12-5.
Yeah, sounds about right.
In second place, the New York Jets at 11-6.
Hell yeah, ChatGPT knows ball, baby.
And in third place, the Miami Dolphins at 10-7. And in fourth place, the Patriots at 8-9.
Oh.
Drake May? Sneaky decent.
I think ChatGPT like saw all the championships from 2000 to 2017, and they were like, oh, they must be kind of good.
So 8-9 for your New England Patriots. Okay. Would you take that? Would you be okay with that? And
yes.
Who's the quarterback to get you there?
Yeah, they are correct that they will be last in the division.
Yes.
I don't have them winning 8 football games.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oof.
I guess depending on whom the quarterback is, maybe. No.
Yeah.
I'm still on the under. I hate doing it, but I.
What do you have them at, 4?
The under's 4.5.
Way to the moon, baby. Come on.
I do you think they're going to win a game in the division? That's what I would
say. Yeah,
they'll
win at least one.
They will?
I would say at least one. I would set the line at 1.5, but it's not looking
great. Against who?
The Jets.
Who are they going to beat?
You could beat the Bills once. You beat the Bills last year with Mac Jones. You could do it again.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bills are a little bit in turmoil.
I don't think so.
Not beating the Dolphins.
Could
beat the Jets once.
Not winning on the road.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe you squeak out one win and you're like your first 6 or 7 games, and that's the Seahawks at home.
I don't know. You could get another windstorm in Buffalo and just run the ball down their throats again. You never know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the last game of the season. By that time, it'll be...
You might win. Listen, you might win if they have already made the playoffs and they're sitting Josh Allen or something.
Oh, yeah,
there's going to be a game out there. Remember when the Patriots were good? Those were fun days, and they would play down to the level of their competition.
Yeah.
So maybe there will be a game like that.
Well, that's Buffalo. You're playing Buffalo the December 22nd. So at Buffalo. So maybe you do get a windstorm, and then you close.
Nice Christmas present.
Then you close at home with Buffalo.
So. What was the game? Was it Christmas Eve last year where all the favorites lost? That was the game the Raiders beat the Chiefs. There was like 3 big upsets.
Yeah,
I think that was actually Christmas Day.
Okay, the Patriots should try and play Christmas Day every year.
All right. Thank you, Courtney.
You're
Wiggy,
welcome.
Wiggy, good morning.
So, good morning. So I had a kind of similar lead to Curtis where once I saw this trade, I go, okay, the Patriots, they're done with this season because you trade your best defensive player and one of your leaders in that locker room. So then that led me to thinking, okay, so now it's the time to just go with Drake May. You see all these teams that weren't very good or drafted rookie quarterbacks in the first round and playing them, whether Shime's guy Anthony Richardson with the Colts. We obviously know about Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. We knew about Bo Nix. We know about J.J. McCarthy. The only one that's sitting and that's a first-round pick is your boy in Atlanta, Michael Penix Jr., because he's sitting behind Kirk Cousins, who they gave a ton of money to.
How did that work for J.J. McCarthy? I mean, he got hurt. Yeah. I mean, you don't have any concern about that when you look at this offensive line?
No, I don't look
at it. You can get hurt behind a good offensive line.
I'm aware of that. It is less likely, however.
I don't know about
that. Have some sort of a semblance of an offensive line.
I don't know. Minnesota's offensive line is good.
Which you don't have.
Right. You can get in a plane crash more likely.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
On a Boeing.
So I don't subscribe to that theory that people, I think that's a fake narrative.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Was the offensive line good in Carolina last year?
Not really.
Did Bryce Young get hurt?
No.
All right, so okay, it's just, I don't subscribe to your line being bad and then now you're not going to play a guy, because if you're going to have Drake May as the backup and if Jacoby Brissett plays behind this offensive line and he gets hurt, you're going to have to go to Drake May unless you're just going to leapfrog him. But I looked at, when I saw that trade, I said, all right, they're throwing the season away. So if you're throwing the season away, throw the kid in there and let's just ride it out.
So you believe, based on the fact that they were willing to part with Matthew Judon, they have decided that this season is a bust.
Yeah.
And so you're pleading with Drake May week one.
I am pleading, begging with Mayo.
Okay. Well, you'll be able to plead with Gerard Mayo in person Monday at Gillette Stadium on this show.
Yeah. Well, I'll get a better idea tonight when they play in Philadelphia to see
tonight.
What kind of reps Drake May gets to once.
All right. Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
During the news the other day on this program, we discussed a teacher from or a school worker from Illinois who had been accused of stealing $1.5 million of chicken wings from the school system.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney, she was ordering them. Nobody noticed.
Yes.
She was selling them to make money, $1.5 million worth. Well, yesterday, Chris Jones of the Kansas City Chiefs stepped up and said he would pay the $1.5 million that she stole if that would help her get released from jail.
There are so many things wrong with this.
Is this the kind of behavior that we want to encourage in the United States of America?
How about let's see if Chris Jones could get involved with the family of the girl Andy Reid's son nearly killed?
Great idea, Curtis.
Can this organization get any more loathsome?
But 9 years for stealing wings? That's a long time.
Well, I understand, Wiggy. I mean, I
That's a long time for stealing some wings.
Okay, she didn't steal some wings.
1.5
million. She stole $1.5 million worth.
Well, there are plenty
She wasn't stealing wings because she couldn't put food on her table for her family. She stole $1.5 million worth. That's a lot of chicken wings.
And it didn't go to the kids that she was supposed to be providing for during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And a lot of kids during that time were going to school so they could get their one meal of the day. Like, there were a lot of kids.
Free lunch?
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Oof.
So
you got 9 years to think about it.
I don't know if the authorities in Illinois will accept this plea deal or not. But, Chris Jones is willing to put $1.5 million into getting this woman out of jail. So we'll see what happens.
That was
there.
Classic.
Yeah. All right.
What'd you in here for? Let me see your paperwork, lady. You were stealing wings.
I think they got suspicious because they saw that she had ordered $1.5 million worth of wings and spent nothing on blue cheese dressing or ranch.
My question always is in these cases, Greg, what was the number she could have hit and maintained it under the radar? Like, is it 400K she could have gotten?
Could she have gotten to a million?
Right. Like, where was the tipping point?
All right. Those are our leads this morning. We're going to get to They Said It next. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We will definitely talk about what Asante Samuel said about where Bill Belichick will make his triumphant return to the NFL next season or sooner. So that is coming up. Here's Courtney with what is trending right now.
The Rich Keefe Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. Matt Judon is out. The New England Patriots have traded Judon to the Atlanta Falcons for a third-round pick. The Pats will face off with the Eagles in their second preseason game tonight, 7 p.m. start. The Red Sox dropped their sweep with the Rangers, dropping their game last night 9-7 after leading the entire game until the Rangers' three-run ninth. Tanner Houck went 6 2/3, giving up 2 runs on 6 hits while striking out 3. The boys now in Maryland to take on the Orioles tonight. 6:35 first pitch with Nick Pivetta getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 5:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Aaron Judge has reached 300 career home runs and becomes the quickest to do so in MLB history. In Salem, New Hampshire, Little League, the team representing New England in the Little League World Series lost their first game to Hawaii yesterday, but it is double elimination, so they'll have a chance to stay alive in their game on Saturday.
Okay, let's go, kids.
Yes. Looking for something fun to do on Monday nights? Time Out Market in the Fenway is your outdoor movie night destination every Monday through August 26th. It's movie night on the lawn at Time Out Market. Enjoy free popcorn and a night under the stars. Visit timeoutmarketboston.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thanks, Courtney. 66, cloudy skies in Boston. Partly cloudy afternoon, high around 81.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.